Hi, and welcome to the EY.AI Unplugged Season 2, AI Agents of Impact, a special series by EY India Insights. In this episode of Reimagining Customer Experience with AI, we explore how artificial intelligence is reshaping customer interactions, enhancing service efficiency, and creating more meaningful human connections. From the predictive insights to intelligent automation, AI is redefining what a great customer experience looks like in a digital era. Our guest for today is Preeti Anand, partner of business consulting and of customer service transformation at EY India. Preeti brings over two decades of experience in helping organizations transform their customer experience through technology, data, and design-led innovations. She works with business leaders to reimagine service delivery models, integrate AI into customer journeys, and drive measurable impact across industries. Hi, Preeti. A very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining our podcast today.
Thank you so much, Pallavi. It's my pleasure to be on this podcast.
Thank you, Preeti. Now, to begin with, every wave of technology from automation to Gen AI has reshaped the customer experience. So, according to you, what makes the agentic AI the next big shift in this evolution?
Well, if you look at the earlier waves of technology, they really helped organizations optimize automation, which led to improved speed and efficiency. Gen AI has taken it a step forward to help with improved context as well as personalization. But agentic AI, it goes beyond optimization to autonomous value creation. So now we are talking about AI agents that can understand intent, collaborate with humans, and can be programmed to take actions. That's a huge step forward. It means AI can now simultaneously drive cost efficiency, customer satisfaction, and revenue growth, something that earlier generation of tech could rarely deliver together. So this isn't just about another CX efficiency play. It's really about redefining how customer engagement operates across the front, middle, and the back office.
Thank you, Preeti. Now, elaborating on the agentic AI, what makes agentic AI such a game changer for customer service function?
That's a great question, Pallavi. AI in general, and agentic AI in particular, is on an exciting journey, equipping organizations to achieve prediction, personalization, and prescriptive actions at scale. Across industry sectors, we are seeing customer service evolve with AI. As a ballpark, you know, 40 to 50% of call types have the potential for self-service, chatbots, or IVA. And when significant context is needed to resolve the customer issues, there's potential for AI to assist the human agents itself, automating maybe 20 to 30% of the work and doing things like automating the after-call work, summarization, recommending the next best action, improving the promise and reminder fulfillment, and so on. So even in the back end, there's a shift from non-Gen AI chatbots to Gen AI models for intent detection and agentic AI for further actions.
Thank you, Preeti. Now that's a significant leap. So what are the some practical use cases where agentic AI is already showing this transformation impact?
Right. So we are seeing two types of value play out. The first one is mass automation, where AI handles routine tasks like call summarization or after-call work automation. But the second, and honestly the far more powerful segment, is the high leverage autonomy, where AI agents can reason, enable decisions, and recommend actions across touchpoints. Just imagine a service scenario where an AI agent can detect a service lapse, prioritize based on customer value, trigger internal workflows, and recommend a personalized retention offer. That's not just response automation, but it is end-to-end orchestration of the workflow. And imagine the impact. It shows up in faster resolution times, higher conversion rates, and better customer retention. The ROI really comes from the compounding gains across efficiency, satisfaction, and lifetime value created.
Thank you, Preeti. So in a way, you're saying that AI isn't just replacing human connect. So I believe it's enabling at scale as well.
Exactly. It's more augmentation than replacement. We are seeing a lot of standard call types becoming self-serviceable thanks to AI and intelligent virtual assistants. But the real impact is on how agents work. Instead of spending time on repetitive queries, they are now being assisted by real-time AI co-pilots. It allows human agents to focus on what they do best, which is empathy, persuasion, and complex problem solving, while AI enables them to handle issues with scale and speed. Take healthcare, for instance. An AI assistant in a hospital setting today can understand multiple languages, can detect the urgency, can escalate appropriately, and provide updates continuously to anxious patients or their families. So it's not just about automating processes, it's preserving empathy while doing so at scale. And because these systems learn from feedback, they keep getting better with every interaction, something that earlier technologies couldn't do as well. But, and this is a very important but, while AI can improve customer service, the technology itself will not create trust. And that's where human connections matter. So the contact center of the future isn't about replacing human connect. It's about elevating it with AI assistance, bringing together the best of both worlds.
India has been a powerhouse in customer experience delivery for decades. So what role do you see India playing in shaping the next phase, especially with agentic AI?
You know, for decades, India has been the backbone of global CX delivery, combining operational excellence with cost efficiency. And now, with agentic AI, India is poised to move from being a delivery hub to becoming an innovation epicenter. You may ask how and why. Well, we have an installed talent base of nearly 600,000 AI native CX professionals. That's roughly about 16% of the global pool. India is also home to 500 plus AI led CX platform companies and leading digital business services. We've already seen several global companies set up their agentic AI labs in India and co-create industry specific solutions for BFSI, healthcare, and retail. These labs are not just building tools. They are shaping governance frameworks, defining ethical AI standards, and creating scalable architectures to power global deployments for customer service transformation. My strong belief is that India's role in the next phase of customer service will be nothing short of transformative, will be powered by scale, talent, and technology leadership in India. And that is where the future is heading, from being a process excellence to a customer excellence world.
Thank you, Preeti. Now, if one is a customer, chief customer officer today looking to start at an agentic AI journey, where can they begin?
It's a great question. And I would say start with the foundations, not the tools. Before investing in AI agents, you need to ensure that your data is harmonized, your workflows are well mapped, and your experience goals are measurable. From there, identify high impact entry points, functions where AI can deliver quick wins, but also scale sustainably. Think about after call automation, real time agent assistance, or dynamic personalization use cases.
Thank you, Preeti. And lastly, about the return of investments, many leaders still see AI adoption through a cost lens. So how can agentic AI sort of deliver a sustained value beyond cost savings?
Pallavi, that's a very important point. The first wave of AI adoption often stopped at measuring cost efficiency, which was in terms of faster response time or lower handling costs. But true ROI and customer experience goes beyond that. It's about brand loyalty, customer lifetime value, and reputation. We often see companies reach a plateau after initial gains, which we call as the zone of partial value realization. To move beyond that, you need a holistic approach, which combines human expertise with AI-driven automation. And when your investments are aligned with customer expectations and long-term growth rather than short-term savings, that's when AI can truly become a strategic growth lever for your organization.
Thank you, Preeti. Now that brings us to the end of this conversation. Thank you so much for joining and sharing such insightful perspectives on reimagining customer experience with AI.
Thank you, Pallavi. It was a pleasure to be on the podcast.
Thank you. And a key takeaway is blending human empathy with intelligent automation truly highlights how organization can move from efficiency to experience-led transformation. And to all our listeners, we hope this episode of EY.AI Unplugged Season 2, AI Agents of Impact, has inspired new ideas for how AI can elevate customer experience and create long-term value. Don't forget to subscribe, share your feedback, and join us next time as we continue exploring how AI agents are driving business transformation and impact across sectors. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.